From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. President visit Central Sumba Food Estate East Nusa Tenggara. Peaceful protest held at Indonesian Embassy in Myanmar. Now the news in detail. The government has prepared 5,000 hectare land for rice and maize crops in the food estate located in Makatakeri Village, Katikutana District, Central Sumba Regency, East Nusa Tenggara Province. In the future, the government will expand the land up to 10,000 hectares to plant rice, corn, and soybeans. This was stated by President Joko Widodo while visiting the food estate in Central Sumba Regency, East Nusa Tenggara Province, Tuesday. In his statement, the president said that the government was preparing 3 food estates to be implemented in the other regions throughout Indonesia as an effort to maintain the national food security. I think if we do this, I believe the food estate in Central Kalimantan, North Sumatra, and East Nusa Tenggara will be able to build a good food security for our country. Later, we will also do the same thing for other provinces that have readiness.
Ketahanan pangan yang baik untuk negara kita, dan nanti akan kita fotokopi untuk juga di provinsi-provinsi yang lain yang memiliki kesiapan.
The president acknowledged that the obstacle of food security in East Nusa Tenggara is water availability. Therefore, the government has built several drilled wells and retention basins. A reservoir is also prepared for food storage there. During this visit, the president also inaugurated the Napun Gete Dam in Sika Turut Regency, which has been built since 2016. A protest on Tuesday supporting ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi held before the Indonesian embassy in Yangon ran peacefully, though the embassy's authorities should ensure the safety of all Indonesians in the country. The protest that arose following a Reuters report ran without acts of violence. Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Tengku Faizasyah informed journalists in Jakarta on Tuesday. However, Faizasyah admitted that over the course of the past few weeks, waves of protests against the military coup on February 1, 2021 had continued in Myanmar and made the country's condition unstable. Faizasyah denied the Reuters news report released on Monday that said Jakarta had agreed on Myanmar junta's action plan to conduct a new election. Faizasyah affirmed that supporting the new election was not the Indonesian government's political stance. The Indonesian Foreign Ministry has refuted a Reuters report saying Jakarta has agreed to Myanmar junta's action plan for holding fresh elections, affirming that is not the Indonesian government's political stance. Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Tengku Faizaz Shah told journalists in Jakarta on Tuesday, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi has been striving to consult with her counterparts from other ASEAN member states to gather their views on Myanmar's political crisis. Minister Retno's meetings with her counterparts have followed President Joko Widodo's recent meeting with Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin in Jakarta early this month. According to Tengku Faizaz Shah, the minister is scheduled to make a trip to Thailand in the near future to consult with her counterpart about how ASEAN can play a role in seeking solutions to Myanmar's political crisis. Now we move to the international news. China condemns the Canadian Parliament's call on the Trudeau government to declare Beijing's actions with respect to the Uyghurs in Xinjiang province genocide. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said on Tuesday, Canada's House of Commons adopted the motion in 2-6-6-0 vote on Monday, with Foreign Affairs Minister Mark Gameau abstaining on behalf of the government. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and more than 60 members of the governing Liberal Party were absent from the vote. According to Webin, in total disregard of facts, House of Commons has deliberately smeared China and seriously violated international law and basic norms governing international relations, and grossly interfered in China's internal affairs. The Chinese side strongly condemns and firmly opposes that and has lodged solemn representations with the Canadian side. Wenbin emphasized that China's activities that are at the heart of Western criticism are part of its counter-radicalization programs conducted in accordance with United Nations norms and standards. Wenbin added that any activities in Xinjiang province are China's sovereign affair and called on Ottawa not to interfere. The U.S. State Department has stressed discussion between Seoul and Washington in relation to the reported release of Iranian funds held in South Korea under U.S. sanctions. In a press briefing on Tuesday, Department spokesperson Ned Price refused to confirm the report that South Korea has agreed to release part of the Iranian funds in principle and is now awaiting Washington's approval. Price said that he doesn't have a comment on the matter because there has been no transfer of funds, adding that the U.S. would rather not comment on negotiations between other countries. However, the spokesperson said South Korea, a key ally of the U.S., is very much a partner when it comes to sanctions enforcement. He added that it would not be a surprise to hear that the U.S. discusses these issues broadly with South Korea. South Korean firms' business sentiment slightly worsened this month. According to the Bank of Korea on Wednesday, the Business Survey Index, or BSI, for all industries came to 76 in February, down 1 point from the previous month. The drop comes after a one-month rise of 2 points in January. A reading below 100 means pessimists outnumber optimists. The index for manufacturers slipped 3 points on month to 82, while the BSI for non-manufacturers, which includes restaurants, wholesale, and retail businesses, gained 2 points to 72. We end the news with the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who called a virtual meeting of the United Nations Security Council on Tuesday, where he urged fellow leaders to take immediate action on the climate crisis or face worsening global instability. The planet's warming temperatures were deemed inextricably linked to security by most countries, including the United States, France, and Germany. Though Russia and China questioned the premise and said other forums should be used to address the issue. Britain currently holds the Security Council rotating presidency, and Johnson has made climate a signature issue. Johnson stressed that helping vulnerable countries adapt to climate change and cutting global emissions to net zero will aid the protection of biodiversity as well as prosperity and security. He evoked the examples of farmers facing crop stresses becoming susceptible to radicalization or shifting to growing opium, or climate refugees fleeing their home countries in droves. Britain has committed into law a target of net zero carbon emissions by 2050 and will host the COP26 Climate Summit in November in the Scottish city of Glasgow. Well, listener, that was the news.
After the United States, there has been growing criticism of the Chinese government treatment of the Uyghur minority. From Canada, a statement emerged that China had committed genocide to the Uyghur people. Even though it is not an official government statement, what is conveyed by the lower house of Canada is certainly influential politically. Canada's lower house vote on allegations of genocide resulted in the approval of most of its members. The motion has made Canada the second country after the United States to accuse genocide. The Chinese government has denied and emphasized that there has been no genocide or detention of Uyghur community. Beijing maintains that what happened was not detention, but an attempt to improve the skills of the Uyghur community. In addition to the motions for genocide, Canadian lawmakers also urged the International Olympic Committee to cancel the Winter Olympics by China. The International Olympic Committee has previously designated China as the host of the 2022 Winter Olympics. Interestingly, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and most of his cabinet members in the lower house abstain from voting. From his attitude and statement, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau seemed hesitant to give a statement on this matter. Trudeau thinks it is necessary to carry out further examination of the possibility on that matter. Justin Trudeau's stance, which does not directly indicate there is a genocide, seems to be in line with a number of other countries. Trudeau may very well want to maintain the good relation with Beijing that have been established. This condition is certainly different from the United States government, which since Donald Trump administration has been in conflict with China. The world's reaction to Canada's lower house statement that China has committed genocide against the Uyghur minorities remains to be seen. This is because every country has a different background and a different government policies. That was commentary.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on February 24, 1920, when Nazi Party was founded. The National Socialist German Workers' Party, or NSDAP, or more known as Nazi Party, was a political party in Germany. The ideology of Nazi emphasized on the purity of German race. To run this ideology, Nazi did systematic killing to 6 million Jews and 5 million others, who were mostly from Russia, Poland, and Rome. Hitler's policy to build an empire in Europe with the violent acts then triggered the Second World War in Europe. Now we move to an event on February 24, 1946, when Juan Perón was elected as the president of Argentina. On February 24, 1946, Juan Domingo Perón was elected as the president of Argentina. In 1943, as an army, Perón joined coup d'etat that ousted the then administration. In 1944, he was elected as vice president and minister of war. 1 year later, he was toppled from his office and imprisoned. However, Perón was released after workers who supported him conducted a protest rally. We end Today in History with an event on February 24, 1955, the birth of Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is an important figure who revolutionized computer, music, and cellular communication industry through Macintosh, iPod, iPhone, and iPad. He was born on February 24, 1955 in San Francisco, California. In 1976, Jobs, along with his friend, who is a computer engineer named Stephen Wozniak, established Apple Computer in the garage of Jobs' parents in Altos, California. In 1970, Jobs and Wozniak launched Apple II, which became the first popular personal computer. In his very young age, in the mid-20s, Jobs had become a multi-billionaire. Steve Jobs died on October 5, 2011, at the age of 56 years old. Well, listener, that was RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku, yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Pernahkah kamu merasakannya, bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu.
Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta seindah cinta.
Mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Semoga kamu memaafkanku, menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Effort to penetrate Indonesian F&B products into the non-traditional markets such as the Gulf and Middle East was intensified by the Trade Ministry, one of which was by joining the Gulf Food 2021 at Dubai World Trade Center on February 21st until the 25th. National Export Development Director General Kasan in Dubai on Monday said Indonesian F&B export is potentially increasing in the Gulf and Middle East. This was seen from the increasing Indonesian processed food export value to the United Arab Emirates in 2020, which was $89.42 million, or increasing 27.09% from the previous year. Gulf Food is a prestigious annual event in the United Arab Emirates. This year, there were 15 Indonesian companies participating in the event. Kasan said, despite the pandemic, the Trade Ministry wanted to seize the moment of early year and the Expo 2021 Dubai. Themed Trade with Indonesia, Indonesian Pavilion stood at the World Food Hall Sheikh Rashid. The Indonesian Pavilion was created jointly by the National Export Development Directorate General, Indonesian Trade Promotion Center in Dubai, and Indonesian Consulate General in Dubai. From 15 Indonesian companies, 10 of them were facilitated by the Trade Ministry. They produce food, tea, coffee, beverage, spices, coconut oil, coconut sugar, and fresh fruit. There were also 2 canned food and palm oil processed product companies independently joining the Indonesian Pavilion. According to Kasan, in the last 5 years, 2016 until 2020, Indonesian processed food export trend to the United Arab Emirates grew by 6.23%. The processed food export in 2020 reached $89.42 million. 5 processed food products exported to the United Arab Emirates with the highest value during the period were cacao, coffee extract, spices, vegetable oil, and confectionery. Meanwhile, in 2020, Indonesian non-oil and gas exports to the United Arab Emirates worth $1.23 billion. Five Indonesian export products to the United Arab Emirates with the highest value in the period were palm oil and its derivatives, jewelry, vehicles, steel, and handphones.
Katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta. Rasa itu tak pernah ada. Ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ta-ra, ta-ra-ta-ta, ta-ra-ra, ta-ta-ta-ra.
Welcome to the new normal. Now we are facing uncertainties. Uncertain of when the pandemic will end, and also many other uncertainties. Coronavirus pandemic has changed many aspects of our lives. If you want to survive from this pandemic, you should prepare to adapt and live the new normal. In the prediction of the new normal, health and hygiene became the top commodity. Fear of getting infected makes people keep their health and hygiene more tightly when going outside. There will be sinks everywhere. Hand sanitizer becomes the most wanted goods. People wear a mask everywhere. Always keep your distance when doing activities. And avoid crowds. Also, you should not make any physical contact, even just for shaking hands. Vitamins will be consumed as many as food. Before traveling, people will have their temperature checked and will not be permitted to proceed if found not healthy. Temperature will always be checked during social activities like at malls, restaurants, or everywhere. It's also possible in near future, people must bring personal health document when traveling, or health tracking system at airports and other transportation terminals can be more practical and efficient. Well then, welcome to the new normal.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, what do you want most when visiting Labuan Bajo? Usually, tourists want to visit Padar Island, beaches, Manta Points, and Komodo Island. But this time, it's a little different. In Labuan Bajo, there is a tourism spot called Amelia Hill. So, what can you enjoy in this place? Amelia Hill is located not far from Bukit Cinta, but the road is a bit farther. This hill is called Amelia because it is close to Villa Amelia, which was originally private property, but now it is used as a public tourism spot. The slope of Bukit Amelia Labuan Bajo is quite steep, so you have to be careful when climbing it. Even though you need to spend more energy when climbing, your energy will be paid off by the exotic scenery nearby, which can be enjoyed from the top of the hill. The size is higher than Bukit Cinta, so you can see the east and west side of the North Labuan Bajo area. The position of the hill is in the middle, making it a strategic location to watch the sunset. For those of you who want to see a wide and exotic sea view, you can climb up to the top of Amelia Hill. There you can see small hills and gradations of blue sea and white sand. However, if you are not strong enough to climb, do not worry because there are many other small hills that you can climb. You can also visit Bukit Cinta and Waititu Beach on the same day because it is close to Amelia Hill. In addition, this area is also known as Amelia Sea View because the advantage that the hill offers is an exotic sea view. Don't forget to prepare your camera because you have a lot to capture when you get to the top of the hill. You are charged 30,000 rupiah to enter the area. Just prepare yourself with adequate supplies to get to the top. If the season is good, the hill area will be overgrown with fresh green grass, so it will make it easier for you to rest when you are tired of climbing. Hill is indeed famous as an appropriate place to enjoy the sunset because its peak is one of the highest hills. Naturally, Amelia Hill is the best sunset point. The location is not far from the city center of Labuan Bajo. You just have to follow the road to Waititu Beach to the north. Usually from the bottom of the hill, there are many people who want to climb. So you should not miss it because the land at the top of the hill is currently getting narrower. The local government has planned to improve these tourism facilities. As a result, the tourists who come are more comfortable and the potential for Indonesian tourism is increasingly global. Thus, visiting Amelia Hill in Labuan Bajo only need a little money. In addition, you have to be fit because to enjoy holidays there, need strong and healthy physique. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you next time.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about lingkungan rumah, or neighborhood. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation about biaya hidup sama murahnya, which means the living cost is cheap as well. This conversation is between Kevin and Boris. Boris is Kevin's new neighbor. Boris compares living costs in the old and new place.
Menurutmu, bagaimana biaya hidup di tempat yang baru ini?
Biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan biaya hidup di tempat yang lama.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Biaya, biaya, which means cost. Biaya hidup, which means living cost. Di sini, which means here. Di tempat lama, which means in the old place. Sama murahnya dengan, which means as cheap as. Biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama. Biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama, which means the living cost here is as cheap as in the old place. In the dialogue, you listen to a sentence, biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama. Biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama, which means the living cost here is as cheap as in the old place. In the sentence, there is a phrase sama murahnya dengan, which means as cheap as. In the Indonesian language, the phrase sama murahnya, which means as cheap as, is used to express similarity. Sama murahnya dengan, which means as cheap as, is followed by a comparing object. For example, biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama. Biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama, which means the living cost here is as cheap as in the old place. To respond the similarity expression, you can add the prefix se followed by an adjective. Here are the other examples. Menurutmu bagaimana biaya hidup di tempat yang baru ini? Menurutmu bagaimana biaya hidup di tempat yang baru ini? Which means, what do you think about the living cost in this new place? Biaya hidup di sini semurah di tempat lama. Biaya hidup di sini semurah di tempat lama. Which means the living cost here is as cheap as in the old place. Menurutmu, bagaimana biaya hidup di tempat yang baru ini? Menurutmu, bagaimana biaya hidup di tempat yang baru ini? Which means, what do you think about the living cost in this new place? Biaya hidup di sini semahal di tempat lama. Biaya hidup di sini semahal di tempat lama. Which means the living cost here is as expensive as in the old place. When using the similarity expression, Indonesian people also often use the expression sama seperti, which means like. So, the sentence biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama, biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama, which means the living cost here is as cheap as in the old place, can be replaced by biaya hidup di sini sama seperti di tempat lama. Biaya hidup di sini sama seperti di tempat lama, which means the living cost here is like in the old place. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Menurutmu, bagaimana biaya hidup di tempat yang baru ini?
Biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan biaya hidup di tempat yang lama.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa!
Kau yang bangunkanku dari mimpi burukku, kau hangatkan hatiku yang dulu sempat membeku. Kau yang lelapkanku dari masa laluku, kau katakan pada aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir engkaulah untukku, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, oh, oh. Kau masa laluku, kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. Tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Ku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, 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 oh.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, this is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from North Sumatra entitled Anju Ahu. The song Anju Ahu has short lyrics, which are only two verses. The lyrics are someone's expression who asks for attention from his lover. He hopes when he is feeling sad, his lover pays him attention. The phrase of Anju Ahu means understand me or persuade me. The lyrics also mention the presence and the smile of his lover can bring peace and happiness to his heart. Well, listener, here is the song Anju Ahu by 10to5.
Of Indonesia.
Timor main sasando dan bernyanyi bolelebo, rasa girang dan valendang pulang. Meski sudah lama jauh di rantau orang, beta ingat mama janji ulangi. Biarpun tanjung teluknya jauh tapi lenusaku, tapi selalu terkenang di kalbuku. Anak timur main sasando dan bernyanyi bolelebo, rasa girang dan badendang pulang. Tapi selalu terkenang di kalbuku. Anak timur main sasando dan bernyanyi bolelebo, rasa girang dan valendang pulang. Mau boleh raja, mau boleh.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at Voice Indonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.